What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, sure, me. I asked right before this, where was everyone in 2016? And like, what were you doing? Because there's a big trend on TikTok. And I saw it with one friend and she posted, she was wearing this fedora. Like a fedora every day.
I saw a kid this week wearing a fedora, like a 9-year-old. And I was like, time has returned.
Yeah.
So wait, 2016 fedora?
So you guys, 2016.
You're talking like it was in the olden days when we all had to get scrap metal to help the war
no,
effort.
No,
like, that was 9 years. How many years?
Nine.
So I guess on TikTok, it's like the whole thing where like you look back on previous times in your life with a lot of nostalgia, and Gen Z specifically has decided that 2016 is that time that they're nostalgic for. I could not be less nostalgic for that time.
What?
I was like freshly out of college, so broke and dating horrible men.
And like, that describes
the entirety of your life. Yeah.
Except for recently.
Oh, yeah. That was the time of like the super Pinterest, like messy bun, big.
Yes.
The infinity scarves, the riding boots,
Oh, so many riding boots and chokers. Like, what was happening there? So I was just curious where everyone else was in 2016.
I'm literally like going through.
You had small children.
Yeah. Real small children. I also didn't have.
Oh my gosh. Wait, it's a video.
It is a video. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You had a flavor saver.
Yeah.
I just had
so
the flavor saver.
Bad. And here you are going, that was only 9 years ago.
I know.
Well,
it's weird.
That's where you were 9 years ago.
I like, why? So we're harkening back to everything about it. Like, is it the fashion? Is it like what?
Like people are
what
just
part
thinking about it.
It was a good time. It was a great time.
One of these people.
I am. Yeah, I've actually seen some of this stuff before. 2016 was a big year for me. It's the year I got married.
Okay.
So I remember that. I remember the music of the time.
I hope you remember that.
The music of the time. Again, you're acting like this was. What was the music of the time? It's the same stuff we play now.
No, it's not.
The top song was One Dance by Drake. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber was big.
Remember when Bieber
was a good time in music?
Bieber came back and you're like, oh, I do like this
guy.
That
was like was that the Calvin Klein Bieber area?
I think so, yeah. It was like, Sorry, Let Me Love You.
Closer by the Chainsmokers. Yeah. That song still gets me going.
Yeah. You guys, weirdly, I know this about her. She can't talk about it without making her face go like this.
The Chainsmokers are like secretly my favorite band.
Okay.
Or that's DJs. Great. I think you yelled at me.
I was definitely playing Pokemon Go.
That was in 2016?
Yeah, summer of 2016. I was still in college playing Pokemon Go in class.
This is a moment that I need to do something that I haven't done.
What?
I never addressed this. There's someone in Denver. I am so sorry.
What?
I was driving, I think probably, what I've been driving back then, a Passat, maybe. And I was down at 23rd and Blake Street by Coors Field.
And you hit them?
I made them scatter drill off the sidewalk because there was an alert on Pokemon Go. And I was like trying to capture something while I was driving. And I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I have to get this thing. And my car jumped the curb.
No.
And they were like on the corner and scatter drill. I did not hit them. But the look of their faces, they were, because I had no hands on the wheels. I was driving with my knees and I was like doing the like cast the little ball thing out.
Did like, you all play Pokemon Go?
It was so popular that you kind of had to.
I didn't.
Loser.
Oh my God. We set up, we did a Live at Five where you can set up a spawning station. Like we paid.
T-Hack, did you play this
it's
too?
It's like 7 minutes in heaven, but it's a little more intense.
Yeah.
No, you just set up a thing. Like you pay them and then like we put a beacon in the tavern at 20th and Market and then it just starts spawning Pokemon and it draws people into your event because they're like, nerds are like, let's go there. There's a Pikachu. And they're like, is that Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to you guys.
I remember specifically too, because that was the first year that I went to Europe and I got to go to France. And with Pokemon Go, there's only some Pokemon are only in France, some are only in whatever. So I got to go there and catch a Mr. Mime. And I came back and I was like, suck it.
So are we nostalgic for this time?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.